this morning, our Passover lamb. You know, it was, I want you to be reminded of this, these verses here in Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. And I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8 to start off with here, where he says, your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you are really unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival not with the old leaven, but the leaven of malice and of evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Jesus died to serve as our Passover lamb. And Paul wrote those words, thousands of years had passed since that night in Egypt when the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, I'll now be reading from Exodus, the 12th chapter, in verses 2 through 13. He says, in this month shall be the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year for you. And tell all the congregation of Israel that, and on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to his father's house, a lamb for the household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor, nearest neighbor, shall take according to the number of the persons, according to what each can eat, and ye shall make your count for the lamb. And your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old, and you shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts of the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted with fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head and its legs and its inner parts. And you shall not let any of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until morning, ye shall burn. And in this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened and your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it with haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and all of the gods of Egypt, and I will execute judgment, for I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you and on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over. And no plague will befall you to destroy it when I strike the land of Egypt. Year after year, the descendants of Abraham remembered the Lord's Passover. Decade after decade, the blood of untold number of lambs shed at twilight on the 14th day of the month of the first month. Century after century, God's hope of hope-giving words given to Egypt continued to echo throughout the minds of those who all that remembered, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. More than thousands of years after the Exodus, more than 1,000 years after the Exodus, John the Baptizer pointed to what looked like an ordinary man on the banks of the Jordan River and proclaimed, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This lamb was a man. This lamb wasn't Abraham's lamb. This lamb wasn't Moses' lamb. It wasn't David's lamb. And if we even remember the story of Abraham and Isaac, when Abraham would proclaim that God himself will provide a lamb. Jesus was the lamb being provided by Yahweh himself for the specific reason that his blood might be shed, not for one person or one nation, but for the entire world. Jesus Christ was sacrificed for us. He serves as our once and for all Passover lamb. So because of him, our Heavenly Father is willing to, as the word said in Exodus, Passover. Passover us our sinful ways that we are, and he knows that. And if he sees the blood of Jesus applied to our hearts in sincerity and truth, he recognizes us as the redeemed. As those who have been washed into blood, sanctified by sacrifice, and justified in the name of Jesus Christ. So as we partake of these emblems today, remembering our sacrificial lamb, our true Passover lamb. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this visualization through scriptures that's been given to us that we can see and recognize and understand that you were the one and only perfect sacrifice given on our behalf. We're thankful for that. Even as you shared with your closest friends that evening, this memorial meal that we partake of now, remembering that this cup represents your spilled and given freely blood on our behalf. The cup and the bread representing your broken body that was torn apart with the lash of the cat of nine tails. And as you were put upon that cross, but most assuredly on the third day you rose again. What a blessing that is in this memorial time that we can bring this foremost in our minds. Make us a better servant of yours. For your Son's name we pray.